Okay, now we are, welcome all first. Now we are into a very interesting topic, that is set off and carried forward. Now till now we have learned various heads of income and incomes which are exempted. Income from business, income from salary, income from house property, income from other sources, income from capital gain, clubbing of income. Now, after clubbing of income, now there are certain incomes which are set off and carried forward. Means under one head, you are suffering a loss which can be set off with the other head. So what can be done? So we are now talking about the income. We have five heads of income. One is income from salary, income from house property, income from business and profession, income from other sources, and income from capital gain. Now, in one head, if you are suffering a loss, that can be adjusted from the income of, because loss, see, in income tax return, if you are showing loss, more and more loss, you will be very happy. Why? I need to show more and more loss so that there should be less tax on me. So if I have suffered a loss in one head, so that head will get deducted from the income from other head. So which income will get set off with some other head of income? Which income will not get set off and carried forward to the next year, waiting for the next year to earn the income from that particular source and again deduct this, set off this loss? So all that we are going to learn in a nutshell. This chapter is very interesting, at the same time it is vast, but I'll make this chapter in a very simpler way to understand, so that it becomes, the concept become very clear, then you can just go through the PPTs or the textbook, you will be finding it very easy to understand. So in this chapter is all about set off. This chapter is all about set off and carried forward. Chapter 10, set off and carried forward. Set off and carried forward. So this chapter may see, as you know, that we have income from salary, we have income from salary, we have income from house property, okay, we have income from business and profession, we have income from capital gain, C gain means capital gain, and we have income from other sources, OS. I'm repeating, income from salary, income from house property, okay, income from B/P means business and profession, and income from capital gain, and last but not the least, income from other sources. So this, the income from under sections, set off and carry forward, is we are talking in the section called section 70 and 71 and 72. So set off and carried forward is covered under the Income Tax Act section 70, 71, 72. 70, 71, 72. So sections, you have to see it in what section it is coming, which set off, which carry forward. Okay. But in nutshell, I'll make this chapter very interesting. At the same time, I'm making this chapter very effectively, so that so effective that so it will there in your brain. So let us talk about a joint family. To learn, to understand this chapter, let us talk about a joint family. So see, you are not a CA, or you are not a, if you are a CA, you will be very much, you know, particular that, this is set for a set off against this, this is set a set off against this. It is very easy, because for them it is a day-to-day job. So for them, it is very easy to remember. But for us, we are not doing it in a day-to-day life. So how to remember? So I, because of my experience of teaching from last so many years, I made this topic in such a way, in our day-to-day life, I connected to the day-to-day life and made this chapter, try to make this chapter effective for you to understand. Now think that you are staying in a joint family. You are staying in a joint family. So there is an elder brother, salary is the elder brother, house property is the second brother, business and profession is the third brother, capital gain is the fourth brother, and the younger one is the other sources, the last brother. So all these people are staying in one family, in one house. Okay. Now, in joint family, they have their different businesses. But the eldest one is having one business, the second one is having one business, third one is having one business, and fourth one is having their business and other sources. No, they are having, there are five members, five brothers staying in one house, and every brother is having a different business, but they are living in a joint family. I am taking this, take this in this way. Now, what happened? Suppose I am the eldest one. If I have a problem, I'll first try to solve the problem within my family itself. I will not speak about my problem to my brother, younger brother, or the youngest brother, or the last one. I will not speak to them. First, I'll try to solve the problem among myself. Every brothers are doing the same way. First, if they are having problems, what they will do? They will first try to solve that problems among themselves itself. Right, so if they are solving their problem among themselves, okay, then it is fine. The problem is getting solved. Till that time, the problem is getting solved, nothing to worry. But sometimes happens like that, I try to solve my problem. Okay, after I solve the problem to some extent, but still the problem persists. So what I will do? I will take the help of my brothers. First, I'll go to my elder brother. The eldest brother will not go to anyone. ठीक है ना. फर्स्ट सपोज आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट द सेकेंड ब्रदर. सेकेंड ब्रदर ट्राई टू सॉल्व द प्रॉब्लम्स ऑफ हिज सन, हिज फैमिली मेंबर्स अमंग देमसेल्फ. दे ट्राई टू टैकल द प्रॉब्लम्स. इफ दे टैकल, इट इज ओके, फाइन, दे हैव डन, दे आर थ्रू विद दैट. ठीक है ना. सो एवरी ब्रदर विल डू द सेम थिंग. एवरी ब्रदर विल डू द सेम थिंग. सपोज द सेकेंड ब्रदर इज सॉल्विंग द प्रॉब्लम, ही ट्राई टू सॉल्व द प्रॉब्लम, बट द प्रॉब्लम इज नॉट गेटिंग सॉल्व, सो ही केम टू एल्डर ब्रदर. सो एल्डर ब्रदर विल सॉल्व हिज प्रॉब्लम. Similarly, the third brother, he is having problem, so he will first adjust the problem. He is having the problem of his son and father. There is son and father, so there is the problem is created by son, so that is solved by father. And then also after the father has taken care of that, then also if the problem is not solved, they will go to the elder one. Yes or no? It has happened, na? What? First, I'll try to solve my problem among myself only, with my family. If the problem persists, then also, then I will go to my elder brother, right? It is this logic, simple family logic, right? It's a joint family, right? Similarly, with the third, fourth brother, he also solve the problem among himself. जो भी उनका problem है, he will try to solve among their family internally. And still the problem persists, they can go to the elder brother. If elder brother is not helping, not in a position to help, they will go to the next elder brother, then the third elder brother, then the problem is persist. Then also the problem persists. It is left on. We will leave it on the time, hai na? We will leave it on the time. So this is the concept of the joint family. Yes or no? Samjhe aap? Let me try to again explain you. See, in a joint family, there is elder brother, second brother, third brother, fourth brother. Suppose. They have their business. So whatever, elder brother is not having business, but elder brother is a sound person. He is not having any loss. Because he is an experienced person. So eldest brother is an experienced person. He is not having any loss. Okay. So now the second one, he is facing problem. So he first tried to tackle the problem. He tried that and he did that. He tackled the problem again. Say in the next month, again there is a problem arises. In this situation, now the second brother is not able to solve the problem. So what he'll do? He will not go to the younger brother. Will he go to the younger brother next? No. He will first go to the eldest brother. So he will solve the problem. If he is not in a position to solve the problem, then he will go to the next brother. Yes or no? Similarly, now think that joint family. Salary is the eldest brother. Income from salary is the eldest brother. Second is house property. I will write it thoda sa clearly so that you will understand. Let me do it again. So this is from income from salary, income from house property, income from business, income from capital gain, and income from other sources. Now, first problem. Problem means loss. Here, when I say problem, they are trying to adjust among the family members. So I am saying problems matlab losses. If under the head, see the eldest brother, he is very experienced person. He will not have any loss because he is an experienced person, knowledgeable person. Income from salary, if a salaried person is saying that I am suffering a loss, will you? Trust him, his words. Salaried people ke liye loss kya hai? What is loss? For salaried people, there is no loss. It is always an income. So I am saying, I just told that the eldest brother is the experienced person. He is not having any loss. He is a well-settled person. So he is not having loss. Means what? Salary. Income from salary will never show any loss. Salaried person ka koi loss hota hi nahi hai, boss. ठीक है, तो ही इज द एल्डेस्ट ब्रदर. अच्छा, नाउ वी हैव टू हाउस प्रॉपर्टी. वन हाउस प्रॉपर्टी इज वन एंड सेकंड हाउस प्रॉपर्टी इज टू. सो इन दिस आई हैव अर्नड अ प्रॉफिट ऑफ, इन हाउस प्रॉपर्टी वन आई अर्नड अ प्रॉफिट ऑफ 2 lakhs एंड इन सेकंड हाउस आई अर्नड अ लॉस ऑफ 1 lakh. सो देर आर टू प्रॉपर्टी फैमिली मेंबर्स, डैडी एंड चाइल्ड. सो डैडी इज वन एंड चाइल्ड इज टू. सो डैडी हैज अर्नड अ इनकम बट द सन हैज made a loss of 1 lakh. So they will solve their problem. Solve their problem means the loss of son will be adjusted by father. Yes or no? So in this situation, house property 1 ka profit will be used for setting off the loss of house property 2. So in that, there is no loss is there. It is an income now. So there is no question of going to the eldest brother. है ना. अच्छा, सिमिलरली सपोज इन बिजनेस वन आई अर्नड अ प्रॉफिट ऑफ 4 lakhs एंड इन सेकेंड बिजनेस आई सफर्ड अ लॉस ऑफ 2 lakhs. तो व्हाट आई टोल्ड यू, फर्स्ट प्रॉब्लम्स, प्रॉब्लम्स मीन्स लॉस. देयर आई यूज द वर्ड प्रॉब्लम्स इन द फैमिली. व्हेन आई वॉज टॉकिंग अबाउट फैमिली आई यूज द वर्ड प्रॉब्लम्स, बट हियर व्हेन आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट अ बिजनेस आई एम टॉकिंग द प्रॉब्लम मीन्स लॉस. सो And it, within the family, if there is a problem, means business to business, if there is a loss, they will adjust among themselves. So the father has earned a profit of, say, I'm saying the business one is father and business two is son. So father ka income is 2 lakhs and son ka loss is, this is a loss. Loss means, okay, so I'm taking it bracket, so loss. So they will first adjust their problem among themselves. They will discuss it and adjust it and they will solve the problem among themselves. Means business ka loss adjusted against business ka profit. Income, house property ka loss adjusted against house property ka income. Capital gain ka loss adjusted again. That is under section 70. That is under section 70. So when you are adjusting loss among yourself only, from one house property ka profit will be adjusted again second house property ka property. So in that situation, that comes under section 70. Okay, acha. In this also, the father has adjusted and there is a profit of 2 lakhs. Similarly, long term capital gain ka ek mein 5 lakhs hai aur long term capital gain ka ek mein 4 lakh. So first he will, long term capital gain loss will be adjusted with first long term capital, the long term capital loss will be adjusted against long-term capital gain. Now you know very well what is long-term capital gain and you know very well what is short-term capital gain. I'm not going to waste time in that again because I have explained in the previous chapter, in the chapter in which we have studied about income from capital gain. Okay, so long-term capital gain, suppose in one property when you sold, you earned a profit of 5 lakhs. In other properties sold, you earned suffered a loss of 4 lakhs. So that is a problem within the family. So first they will try to solve problem within the family. So the long term has adjusted their loss. Acha, there is short term capital gain and short term capital gain 2. So in this they have suffered a loss of 3 lakhs and earned an income of 3 lakhs and suffered a loss of 4 lakhs. So there is again a loss of 1 lakh. Now in this example where long term come first, long term treat long term as father and short term as son. ठीक है, सो लॉन्ग टर्म कैपिटल गेन, फादर का लॉस फर्स्ट ही विल एडजस्ट हिज ओन लॉस. लॉन्ग टर्म कैपिटल गेन फर्स्ट यू एडजस्ट द लॉन्ग टर्म कैपिटल लॉस एंड आफ्टर दैट यू आस्क योर सन. सन मीन्स शॉर्ट टर्म कैपिटल गेन, डू यू हैव एनी प्रॉब्लम, आई एम देयर टू हेल्प यू, डोंट वरी बेटा. So long term is saying father, he's a father. He's saying, don't worry, I'll help you. So short term, if he's suffering any loss, yes, he suffered a loss of 1 lakh. That 1 lakh will be adjusted with long term capital gain. But have you ever heard that father's loss is set off by children's profit? Have you ever heard in today's world, father is helped by child in setting off the loss? नहीं, आज की तारीख में ऐसा नहीं है. पहले के बच्चे लोग क्या संस्कार था, ठीक है पापा डोंट वरी मैं हूं ना. लेकिन अभी ऐसा नहीं, अभी तो सिचुएशन तो ऐसा है, सिचुएशन इज लाइक दैट कि फादर ऑलवेज से आई एम देयर डोंट वरी. फादर नेवर टेल्स योर फादर, यू ऑल इन योर इन द फैमिली, द फादर इज द हेड ऑफ द फैमिली, ही विल नेवर से कि आई एम इन ट्रबल. Because if he says that to the family will get disturbed and he does not want that to happen. That is the role of the father. That is the main, you know, that is what father is all about. Okay, na? So father will never cry in front of his child or wife or some mother or something like that. Why? Because he is the head. If he get disturbed, then the whole family will get this. He knew that. So similarly, in house property, take it as a joint family. I told you, now make it a thoda sa interesting. Joint family, thoda bahuk, matlab touchy way mein you study this chapter becomes very easy. So father ka loss hua, so father will adjust with his income. Then after adjusting his income, he will ask his son, do you have any loss? Don't worry, I'm there. But the son will never ever say that, father, do you have any loss? The son are always, you know, they are very, bolte na, matlabi. What do you call in English? I don't know, because I'm short of words. Okay, they are very, what do you say? Kya bolte? Kuch bol rahe the aap? Haan, aap se pooch raha hu. Kya bolte usko? Matlabi ko, English mein kya bolte? जब आएगा वर्ड तो मुझे बोल देना, ठीक है चलो. अच्छा, सो सिमिलरली इन द दिस इज ना देर इन बिजनेस ऑल्सो देर इज टू टाइप्स ऑफ बिजनेस, नॉन स्पेक्युलेटिव एंड स्पेक्युलेटिव. नॉन स्पेक्युलेटिव बिजनेस यू विल बी यू हैव ऑलरेडी स्टडीड इन बिजनेस, देर आर टू टाइप्स ऑफ बिजनेस. स्पेक्युलेटिव बिजनेस मीन्स द बिजनेस वेर देर इज लॉट्स ऑफ स्पेक्युलेशन डे बाय डे, लॉट्स ऑफ स्पेक्युलेशन इन डे बाय डे. सो यू आर डीलिंग विद नेचुरल रिसोर्सेज लाइक गोल्ड, silver, there is a speculation. If you are dealing with securities, bonds, shares, that is a speculation business where lots of fluctuation is there on that daily basis. So in such business, in travel and tourism, aviation, there is lots of speculation. ठीक है ना. So there are two types of business, speculation, non-speculation. So speculation business loss first, whatever speculation here, speculation business is father and non-speculation business is child. So non-speculation business and this is speculation business. So speculation business ka is father. First speculation business will adjust the profit with the loss of the speculation business, then it will ask the child, are you do you have any problem? So non-speculation says, no, I don't have. If non-speculation says that, speculation business will adjust that. Will adjust that. But in the child will not ever adjust the father's loss. Non-speculation business is earning profit and there is a loss in speculation business, father ka loss. It will never, the child will never allow, never ever try to adjust the loss of the father. In today's world, I'm not talking about pehle ka. Okay, I'm not pointing out to anyone. Please don't take it personally, okay? Just to make the chapter very effective, I'm taking this example. So don't take this as a personal comment that I'm also son, sir. I take care of my father. Yes, my dear, you all are very good. You are taking care of your father and mother. Okay, I'm not saying that. But to make this chapter thoda sa interesting, otherwise it is a very dry topic and it is very difficult to understand. So in business also there is father and child. Father is speculation business and child is non-speculation business. So first father will adjust his loss with his profit. Similarly the son will adjust his loss with his own business ka profit. After that, after adjusting the loss of the father, father will ask non-speculation. Bachcha hai kya loss? Tension mat le, main hu. बोला हाँ पापा लॉस है, ओके एडजस्ट, दैट मीन्स इन द नॉन स्पेकुलेशन का लॉस इज स्टिल आफ्टर एडजस्टमेंट ऑल्सो, इफ द लॉस ऑफ दिस नॉन स्पेकुलेशन बिजनेस इज परसिस्टिंग इट विल गेट एडजस्टेड विथ स्पेकुलेशन का प्रॉफिट, इट विल गेट एडजस्टेड विथ स्पेकुलेशन का प्रॉफिट, ठीक है अंडरस्टूड। सो सिमिलरली इसमें इन बिजनेस देर इज अ फादर एंड सन, एंड कैपिटल गेन ऑल्सो देर इज फादर, हु इज फादर, लॉन्ग टर्म कैपिटल गेन इज अ फादर एंड शॉर्ट टर्म कैपिटल गेन इज अ सन। तो लॉन्ग टर्म कैपिटल गेन will be first adjusting the long term capital loss, after adjusting loss if they still they have the loss profit in their hand they will ask son, who is the son, short term, that do you have any loss after adjusting, do you after setting off, after writing off the loss still you have a loss, then I will adjust. But short term capital gain will never ever ask father, papa do you have a loss, I will adjust, no. That means the loss of the long-term capital gain cannot be set off or adjust against short-term. Father ka loss, father kabhi bhi dusre ko nahi dega. Understood? Father ka loss kabhi bhi wo dusre ko nahi dega. Wo bolega, nahi, beta, I'm fine. Take in that way, okay? Achha, similarly in business, speculation business. Speculation business means father's business. Aisa. You take it as a father. Speculation business ka income will be first adjusting his speculation business ka loss. After that also they are having some profit. Achha, that profit, they will ask son. Who is son? Non-speculative business. So son will first adjust his business ka loss with the business ka profits. Non-speculation business ka profit. And still the loss is there. He will ask father to adjust. So father will adjust. So that means what? Non-speculation business ka first loss will be adjusted again non-speculation business ka profit. If the still loss is there, then it will get adjusted with speculation business. Then it will get adjusted with speculation business. Is that clear? Okay. Acha, capital gain, long-term capital gain ka loss will be getting adjusted with long-term capital gain ka profit. Right? Short-term capital gain ka loss will be getting adjusted with first, they will adjust among themselves. And after that, they will help father. Father will help the child. In other sources, there is no question of loss. It is interest received and you have already studied others. What are the other sources? Okay. So other sources may we don't generally don't get any losses. Okay. Acha. Now family adjusted their profit. Now what happened? Suppose house property 1 is having a profit of 2 lakhs and house property 2 is having a loss of 3 lakhs. So first they adjusted their own problem among themselves. That means he set off 3 lakh rupees profit loss on 2 lakhs ka loss. Still there is a loss of 1 lakh. Still there is a loss of 1 lakh. Now after adjusting among themselves, if still the family is having the problem, they will go to the elder brother. So the house property will go to elder brother's salary. And bolega, please, dada, help me out. So salary will help. That means the loss on the house property will get, first it will get adjusted among the house property ka income. Right? And then, still loss is there in this current year, in this financial year. Then that loss will get set off with salary. If salary is having that much amount, so it will get deducted, but still there is a loss, then it will get adjusted to business, income from business, and still there is there, so it will get adjusted to other sources. Capital gain, ghar ka, in every house there is one person who is, you know, who don't think of anyone else. They are very matlabi. They always think of themselves only. They always think of themselves. They dunya ke baad mein mera aur mera family. I and my me and my family. So they don't take care of anyone. So all that I will not take care of anyone. You do look after yourself. So capital gain, unless and until it is a loss of his son's short term gain, they will not adjust anyone's loss. They are matlabi people. So the house property ka loss, first it will get adjusted to salary, then it will get adjusted to business, then also loss persists, it will get adjusted to other sources, and then it is carried forward to the next year. So in case of house property ka loss, first house property ka loss will get adjusted with house property ka profit. If the still the loss is there, it will get adjusted with salary. If the still the loss is there, it will get adjusted with the salary. Then to business and profession, and then other sources. After that, it is carried forward to the next year. So this loss, if loss still persists of the house property, it will get carried forward to the next year. But next year, it will not get adjusted to any of the head. It will get, after carry forward, the loss of any head in the first year, it will get adjusted with the elder salary or the business or the other sources. But if it is carried forward to the next year, the carried forward loss of a particular head will be adjusted in the next year or set off in the next year to that same head only. That means next year it will be set off with house property only. So how to remember? सबसे पहले house property का loss will be first adjusted with house property का property income. Still the loss is there. It will go to the eldest brother. Elder brother will adjust the as per his limitations. He will adjust the set off the loss. But still, if still loss persists, it will get he will go the second brother will go to the third brother business. There they will adjust. There they will adjust. After adjusting, it will get transferred to other sources. There, from the other sources income, it will get deducted, and then still the loss is there. It will get carried forward to the next year, and in next year it will get adjusted with the what? It will get adjusted to the this thing. What you say? House property only. Okay. Now we'll talk about income from business. बिजनेस इन बिजनेस वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट स्पेक्यूलेटिव बिजनेस एसपी बिजनेस. अच्छा, स्पेक्यूलेटिव बिजनेस का लॉस इज एडजस्टेड अगेंस्ट स्पेक्यूलेटिव बिजनेस का प्रॉफिट, राइट? देन स्पेक्यूलेटिव बिजनेस इज लाइक अमिताभ बच्चन, खुद्दार. दे डोंट गिव देयर लॉस टू एनी वन. दे डोंट ब्लेम देयर दे आर सेल्फ यू नो सेल्फ एस्टीम पीपल. उन लोग बोलते हैं नहीं, मुझे मुझे किसी को तकलीफ नहीं देना. आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू. सो स्पेक्यूलेटिव बिजनेस का लॉस इज एडजस्टेड अगेंस्ट स्पेक्यूलेटिव बिजनेस, एंड देन इफ स्टिल द लॉस इज देयर, इट इज कैरिड फॉरवर्ड टू द नेक्स्ट ईयर. कैरिड फॉरवर्ड टू द नेक्स्ट ईयर. स्पेक्यूलेटिव बिजनेस का लॉस विल नॉट गेट एडजस्टेड टू अदर सोर्सेज ऑफ इनकम. याद रखना, स्पेक्यूलेटिव बिजनेस का लॉस विल नॉट गेट एडजस्टेड विद अदर सोर्स ऑफ इनकम. ओके, इट विल गेट कैरिड फॉरवर्ड. वो खुददार, खुददार इंसान बोलते ना, मैन ऑफ प्रिंसिपल. ई डोंट बेग टू एनी वन. विद इन माई लिमिट आई विल एडजस्ट एवरीथिंग. डोंट वरी, आई विल टेक केयर ऑफ माई सेल्फ. हाँ, इफ यू हैव एनी प्रॉब्लम आई विल हेल्प यू, बट आई विल नॉट, आई डोंट वॉन्ट एनी वन हेल्प. इज इंडिपेंडेंट, स्ट्रांगली इंडिपेंडेंट पर्सन. ओके, देन नॉन स्पेक्यूलेटिव बिजनेस. नॉन स्पेक्यूलेटिव बिजनेस का लॉस फर्स्ट विल एडजस्ट इन विथ नॉन स्पेक्यूलेटिव बिजनेस. नॉन स्पेक्यूलेटिव बिजनेस का लॉस फर्स्ट विल गेट एडजस्टेड विद नॉन स्पेक्यूलेटिव बिजनेस का इनकम. देन इट विल गेट, देन स्टिल द लॉस हैज देयर, इट विल गेट एडजस्टेड विद स्पेक्यूलेटिव बिजनेस. पप्पा विल एडजस्ट द लॉस. स्टिल द लॉस इज देयर, इट विल गेट ट्रांसफर टू सैलरी. नो, इनकम फ्रॉम लॉस ऑफ द बिजनेस विल नेवर एवर अलाउड टू सेट ऑफ अगेंस्ट सैलरी. यू कैन नॉट डिडक्ट, मतलब शो द लॉस, मतलब डिडक्ट द लॉस फ्रॉम द सैलरी इनकम. यू आर नॉट अलाउड बाय द इनकम टैक्स एक्ट. Okay, so after non-speculative business have adjusted, it will now get carried forward directly to next year, and next year it will get adjusted with non-speculative business only. It is also next year carried forward and adjusted against speculative business. Here, non-speculative business. Is that clear? Is that clear? Speculative business, the rule for speculative business, same rule is for long term capital gain. Now we'll move on to long term capital gain. Long term capital gain ka loss will get adjusted with long term capital gain, right? And still the loss is there, it will not adjusted with the son. Son will not adjust. I told you na, son jitne bacche hain wo apne papa ka loss nahi bolenge. Bolega aapne loss kama hai, aap dekho. You only take care of your loss because it is a loss you must have suffered. Why should I take care of? Today's children are saying like that. So long term capital gain ka loss will be adjusted again long term capital gain. Again, since long term capital gain is a person who is, you know, don't allow anyone to bother his life, and he also don't bother to interfere anyone's life. He is not helping anyone, neither he won't help from anyone. So he is saying my loss will be adjusted by me, or if it is not possible, then it is carried forward and next year it will be adjusted against long term capital gain only. अच्छा, देन शॉर्ट टर्म कैपिटल गेन का लॉस विल बी एडजस्टेड अगेंस्ट शॉर्ट टर्म कैपिटल गेन आफ्टर लॉस. स्टिल लॉस इज देयर, इट विल बी एडजस्टेड अगेन लॉन्ग टर्म कैपिटल गेन एंड स्टिल लॉस इज देयर, इट इज कैरिड फॉरवर्ड एंड नेक्स्ट ईयर इट विल बी एडजस्टेड अगेन शॉर्ट टर्म कैपिटल गेन. अंडरस्टूड? शॉर्ट टर्म कैपिटल गेन का लॉस विल बी सेट ऑफ अगेंस्ट शॉर्ट टर्म फर्स्ट अमंग देमसेल्फ, देन फादर. आफ्टर दैट दे विल नॉट गेट एडजस्टेड विथ सैलरी, बिजनेस और एनीवन. इट विल गेट ट्रांसफर टू द कैरिड फॉरवर्ड टू द नेक्स्ट ईयर. इट इज कैरिड फॉरवर्ड टू द नेक्स्ट ईयर. अंडरस्टूड? सो दिस इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. नाउ देर इज वन अनअब्सॉर्ब्ड लॉस, अनअब्सॉर्ब्ड डेप्रिसिएशन. अनअब्सॉर्ब्ड डेप्रिसिएशन इज देयर. Now see, when you carry for loss that to the next year and depreciation also. Now what is unabsorbed depreciation? See, this year your business have earned an income of 5 lakhs. Okay, from that the expense incurred in the business apart from depreciation, depreciation chhodke, the expense incurred by the business is 8 lakhs. So 5 lakhs minus 8 lakhs. So there is a loss of 3 lakhs and depreciation is still there. 1 lakh depreciation is there. 1 lakh depreciation is there. So 3 lakh business ka loss and 1 lakh loss of depreciation. So this is unobserved. This is unobserved. So this is, we try to see, we try to set off this loss with other business, but everything is done. After that, the loss is carried forward to next year and the depreciation also carried forward to next year, because you can claim this year's depreciation in next year's income. Acha, next year when you are earning income from business, सबसे पहले फ्रॉम दैट बिजनेस यू विल फर्स्ट डिडक्ट दिस अनऑब्जर्व डेप्रिसिएशन, देन द बिजनेस लॉस ऑफ प्रीवियस ईयर. अंडरस्टूड? क्लियर? सो फ्रॉम इफ द सी अनऑब्जर्व बिजनेस अनऑब्जर्व डेप्रिसिएशन विच इज कैरिड फॉरवर्ड टू नेक्स्ट ईयर, सो इट विल बी गेट इन एडजस्टेड अगेन बिजनेस एंड प्रोफेशन का इनकम फर्स्ट एंड देन बिजनेस एंड प्रोफेशन का लॉस. So unobserved depreciation, very very important. What, sir? This year's depreciation which is not charged because this year we have suffered a loss, so that loss is also carried forward to next year and the depreciation which is not charged is also transferred to next year. So next year we have earned income from business, suppose 10 lakhs. So from that 10 lakhs first you have to set off previous year's ka loss, right? So previous year ke loss mein we have depreciation ka loss 1 lakh and previous year ka loss 3 lakhs. So first you will deduct depreciation and then 3 lakh ka loss of previous year. Okay, so that is all in this chapter, which you have to set off, which you have to not set off. So speculative business ka profit will be, loss will be adjusted with speculative business and then it will not get transferred to any of the head, it will get transferred to the next year. Okay, but non-speculative business ka loss will be adjusted with non-speculative business ka profit. Then from that profit, if there is still loss is there, it will get adjusted with speculative business. Still loss is there, it will get adjusted with salary nahi, house property. Hai na? Salary nahi, house property. So non-speculative business. Acha. So after this, there is house property. You cannot adjust with salary. So non-speculative business ka loss will be adjusted with non-speculative business ka profit. Still loss is there, it will get adjusted with speculative business ka profit. Still loss is there, it will get adjusted not with the salary. Not to the elder brother, it will go to the younger brother, that is house property, because you are not allowed to adjust the business loss with salary. House property, if house property may income is there, you will get adjusted. If still the loss persists, it will get transferred to next year, carried forward to next year. So this is chapter set off and carried forward. I hope you understood. I have taken joint family ka example to make you understand this chapter. Thank you very much. Take a break. Take a Kit Kat.